Good morning. We're starting Klal Samech Hey. So we're learning Simon Aleph. So Hanichtus Lahakis Dam. So they had a process of bloodletting, and the assumption was that there are various different fluids and liquids in the body, which some of them can cause illness, and by removing some of the blood, relieving those fluids out of the body, the person would get a refuah. So in that process of bloodletting, which was the cause of refuah, a person should say a bakasha before he does it. Anything a person is doing which is important to him and significant to him, and he feels that he wants it, it should go well, it's appropriate that a person should say a tefillah before he does it. That's the most logical thing to do. So that if a person is doing something which is important, you should ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for help, that it should be successful. So he says a bakasha. The bakasha is he wrote some lefanach Hashem elokai v'lokei avisai shehei esek zeh li lerefuah, that this process which I'm going to do right now should be successful. It should be a source of refuah. So that is a bakasha that a person is supposed to say before he does the any esek of refuah. So similarly, Chayam was going to say in a moment, eating or drinking with some type of medication, a person would say this bakasha as well, that this asik of taking this medication should be successful before refuah. Then he adds in at the end of the tefillah, ki rafechinam oto, Chazal added in this nusach that the Bereshim does this without charging. The doctors charge money, but the Bereshim does the refuah without charging. He is willing to offer a refuah to us, seemingly as it were, without, even though we don't deserve it. And obviously, we don't pay the Russian money. So what would we be paying? We would be paying Torah mitzvahs. So the Russian doesn't demand from us that we can give away our Torah mitzvahs. Fine. Now, the Chayyim continues and says that this is true. A person's eating or drinking something for refuah, he should say this spell of tefillah. We should daven this tefillah. He has to understand that the refuah comes because the Baruch Shem wills that it should be so. Says that it should be so. It's not that this item itself has the koyach to heal him. It's only because the Baruch Shem wants that healing should take place. Okay. So therefore, by through the tefillah, the person is reminded that the source of refuah is not the asik that he's doing, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu who is healing him through the asik. He will focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not on the asik, and he will daven that the Baruch Hu should let this process be successful. So the Nusach of the Gemara says the words Baruch Refecholim, and many times we find in the Gemara when the Gemara says Baruch Refecholim, we assume it means it's supposed to be said with Shema Malchus. However, over here, so the Mishabura points out that we do not do like this. We do not say Shema Malchus. We say just say Baruch Refecholim. Or alternatively, the bracha was specifically said in regards to Hakazas Dam, that's what the Mora says it, that which we are adding, other processes as well, that we could say this tefillah, we do not add the Baruch of Echelim afterwards with the Shem Hashem, and even if we would, the time that we would say it would be not immediately after the Asik, but when we see that the person has actually recovered through the process, person has recovered, we say thank you Hashem, Baruch HaFechalim, that the person has recovered. There's a fascinating thought from the they say in the name of the Brisker Rav that the Rambam, we know the Rambam says that the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa, that a person should daven once a day, and that which you daven three times a day, that's a din derabanan. The Ramban disagrees, says there's not a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah in general, but the Ramban, however, does say in a scenario where a person has a tzora, and he needs a Yeshua, he davens, that's a din d'oraisa. A person should daven in a situation of difficulty. A person should daven to Hashem. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Mishkarel pointed out that this bakasha, if a person's taking some type of an asik because he has an illness, it's important to him, that's considered an asor for that individual. It's a time of sorrow, of affliction, of danger. So that tefillah is a tefillah d'oraisa. So whereas your Shmon Esrei might be a tefillah d'rabbanan, unless you would be davening about this in Shmon Esrei as well, the Shmon Esrei itself is a tefillah d'rabbanan according to the Ramban. But according to the Ramban, this tefillah we're saying over here is a mitzvah d'oraisa to say, and even according to the Rambam, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that tefillah be'eis sorah is a din d'oraisa. So this tefillah which we're saying now, when a person is doing an asik, this bakasha the person is saying, that could be potentially a mitzvah d'oraisa that a person should do so. Similarly, we discussed before, in case a person is going into a karach, or etc., when a person feels that it's actually not safe and he's davening, the person should protect him because it's actually not safe, not just saying it because of the tikkun of the chachamim, but he actually is in a situation which is dangerous. He's going into a neighborhood which is not safe, and so person, please let me get through this neighborhood safely. That would be a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. So that's an important thing to understand, that we have an opportunity over here to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for help. That will function on a deraisa level. Have a good day.